This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I welcome you to a talk on the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. I've divided this talk into four sections. The first is importance of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The second is the important acts and deeds to be done during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The third is the virtue of Arafah. And the fourth is Eid al-Adha or Yawm al-Nahar. First, we'll discuss the importance of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. This is a forgotten sunnah of our beloved Prophet. You may have sinned all year. You may have missed doing good deeds in the month of Ramadan. You may have missed the last 10 nights of Ramadan. You may have missed doing good deeds during Laylatul Qadr. This is your opportunity. Make the best of it. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Even if you have not sinned the whole year, maybe you did some minor sins. Maybe you did ibadah in the month of Ramadan. Even you might have got the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Even you might have prayed the full night of Laylatul Qadr. Yet, you cannot afford as a Muslim the opportunity during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Most of us Muslims, we are normally aware of the importance of Ramadan and we prepare ourselves. And I remember when I was a kid, more than 30 years back, when I was in school, about 45 years back, we used to prepare ourselves for Ramadan and we knew the importance of Ramadan, even of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But we never heard about the importance of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Alhamdulillah. Now, since social media has started, this is being discussed by the speakers. My time when I was a kid, when I was in school, when I just entered college, we never heard the speaker speaking about the importance of 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. I remember the first time I heard was maybe about 15 years back in the social media. When we got involved in the field of Dawah, more than 25, 30 years back, that's the time we came to know about the importance of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And it was about 15 years back that the first time I heard in the social media a speaker speaking about the importance of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And Alhamdulillah, year by year, it's increasing and more people are speaking about the importance of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. That is the reason I thought I will dedicate the major portion of this session today to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in Surah Fajr, chapter number 89, verse number 1 to 2. Allah says, Wal Fajr, Walayalin Ashr, by Fajr, by dawn, by the 10 nights. And the Mufassirin, they say, these 10 nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking oath of refers to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And in many languages, when you speak about the days, it includes the nights. When you speak about the night, it includes the day. For example, if I say in English, I spent 10 days in London. But naturally, it includes, I spent 10 days and 10 nights in London. Depending upon the context, it may include the full day, it may include part of the day, it may include the night, it may not include. Similarly, when in Arabic, the nights are referred to, it may refer to the night only, it may refer to the night and day put together, or it may refer to the day only. In this Surah Al-Fajr, Surah number 89, verse number 1 to 2, when Allah says, Wal Fajr, Walayalin Ashr, by dawn, by the 10 nights. The Mufassirin say, and it's also mentioned in Ibn Qasir, volume number 8, page number 413. And if we refer to the summarized version, the English translation printed by Darussalam, it is volume number 10, page number 468. Ibn Qasir and many Mufassirin say that these 10 nights refer to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And they agree that these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are better than all the other days of the year. It's even better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. But it's mentioned in Ibn Kathir, volume number 5, page number 412, that though the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the best days of the full year, the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the best nights of the year. The scholars differ. Some scholars, few, do say that the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are better than the last 10 nights of Ramadan. There are few scholars who say the last 10 nights are better than the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. But the right opinion and the correct opinion is by Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam, may Allah have mercy on him. And he rightly said that the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the best days in the full year. It is even better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. But the last 10 nights of Ramadan, they are the best nights in the full year because it has the Laylatul Qadr. It is the best night in the full year. So the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the best nights because it has Laylatul Qadr. And amongst the days in the full year, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the best days in the year because it has the Yawmul Arafah, the day of Arafah.